What we're going to do today is talk about the Latin American rhythm section and the Latin American drum section, which makes up a great deal of what you hear on records, whether it be a vocal group or a jazz ensemble or orchestra or band. Even drum and bugle corps are using Latin American. It's a generic term, really, whether you call it Afro-Cuban, South American music, or even in disco they're using it. So it's very hard to pin it down, and it's just as well, because it's an exciting kind of music, and it really doesn't have to have a label any longer. I think these instruments alone speak for themselves, and composers are using it very creatively, really. What we're going to do first is talk about the section, the rhythm section and the instruments, very simple instruments, for example, the clave. And we're going to start by playing a rumba rhythm, because rumba is the best way that you can demonstrate or at least teach the techniques of the different instruments. For example, claves, we're going to start with a cinquillo beat, and that's going to sound like this, 2, 3, 4. Now, clave, keep right on going. And with that, it's going to be adding a cowbell to make up the next section of the rumba. And the cowbell plays almost like a bass drum part. It's going to be a rhythm part. Here's cowbell. Next, we'll add the maracas, which is a straight eighth note pattern, and that really makes it fill in and swing. You notice it's a click sound. It's not a swishy sound. Next, we're going to add the fourth part of the rhythm section, the least important, although it's a great color, and that is the güiro or gourd, or güiro. Now, this is a rumba, and it's quite fast. It's not very slow. And what you're hearing are the four parts of the rhythm section, and we're going to add a drum section to that now. We'll have bongos, which is the soprano drum. Here come the bongos. Part the bongo is playing, it's called the martillo. Then we add the bass drum to the rumba, and that's the cunga. Now you can hear there's a big separation of high and low there as the cunga is playing his tumbao. That's the bass part. Then we add what is called the dance rhythm, dance drum. In other words, like a drum set in the Latin American music. And that's your timbale. And here's the timbale sound. Now that's enough of a swinging sound to get us going with any kind of an instrumental or vocal or whatever. Okay, gentlemen, stop. All right, now let's talk just a minute about the different instruments. The clave is very simple to discuss. The technique is about as simple as you'd want to get. If you switch hands, I'll switch, you hear one higher than the other. You'd want the lower sound. And the cinquillo is very easy to cut through. And all the players listen to that for the accent. And as they play this accent going with this cinquillo, it's five basic beats. One, dot, dot, dot. Dotted quarter, eighth, quarter, and then two more quarters. And if you tighten up your grip on the clave, it chokes it out. Listen to the difference. And as I loosen, it opens it right up and makes it sing. Also, I'm cupping my hand, my left hand holding the clave. It's got a resonating chamber beneath it as I cup. The right hand, that's very important. If you grip it too hard, that also chokes it out. That's very easy technique-wise on the clave. And the maraca, let me have the maracas for a minute. The main thing with the maraca is that you don't want the high bead to hit the roof of the maraca. You just want it to hit the floor. Otherwise, you get this sound. And you really want this very clean and concise. And that's where you're just lifting up those beads in the chamber so that they're off the floor and then back onto the floor without hitting the ceiling of the maraca. And the cowbell, the open end of the cowbell is facing toward the audience. And that'll give it a little more projection. And if I hit the edge of the cowbell, it's a deep sound. If I move back toward the end of the cowbell, you get a higher pitch. So it's a tick-tock. And you're looking for two pitches. Güiro is, I think, a very interesting instrument because it adds a different sound. Here we've been talking about a click from the clave, which is wood. And then we have the metal thulp, or a tick-tock from metal. Now you're getting into the gourds, and you're having just a clicking sound from maracas, and then a scrape from another gourd. And that's a nice color to add, because nothing else comes close to that. It's almost non-percussive since it does sustain a long tone. And you can also use the end of the scraper. You get a higher pitch. If you go back further, you get a deeper sound. So as I go from the end to the edge of the scraper, and if I use different pressure, you also get a different tonal effect. And you just don't want it to sound the same. You want it to have tonal differences. When you play bongos, the bongo player actually listens to the clave player, and when he plays his cinquillo, dot, 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 he's actually listening to that for accent. So bop, 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 bop. You're actually conforming to that beat with accents. You have the small drum on the left, unlike all the other drum families. Small is on the left, the large is on the right, and you're not hitting open heads. As you often hear, it's supposed to be a tight pressed sound. So you're looking for the press. And my thumb and fingers are moving back and forth in my left hand to create a kind of a wave effect. My right hand starts, so it's right, thumb. Thumb is pressing on the first, right, then the finger, left, right, 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 left. And you get different pitches by pressing the heads. In the conga, we have different sounds. We have the open sound, where the open head is struck. And we have the crack, or the slap, or pop, which they call it. And that's when you're resting your hand on the head and you get a higher pitch crack. Okay, listen to the difference now. Here's the open sound and then the crack. All right, and after that we have what is called a flat hit, which is a surge. Just, yes, and this is with the hand, the full hand. Then we have a thing which is again a wave where the finger and the heel of the hand move back and forth. And this is very instrumental in playing the basic beat. Listen to the heel of the hand first. This is the base of the thumb, the back of the hand. And then the finger. And the back and forth, hit it firmer so that it can. Okay, now what he's gonna do is play a basic conga beat. And that beat will employ a pop, an open hit, and then that wave where the finger and the back of the hand are also being used. And they're straight eighth notes again as the bongo played. So there's a wave in there. Okay, now that's the bass of the drum family. We just finished the bongos, which is the soprano of the drum family. Then we have the timbale, which is like the dance drums. In fact, the timbale player often uses cymbals and cowbell so that he'll have different sounds and effects, just like a drum set player. Now this is the baquito, where he is striking. He rests his left hand on the head, just as if you're sitting at a dance set, really. He's gonna rest his left hand on the left drum, the low drum, and the stick is gonna be resting on the rim to get this effect. And he's going to strike the head with the hand resting on it for this sound. And then besides that, that same right hand is going to hit a rim shot. So the sound is this. So you have a strike on the head, then again hitting the rim with the right hand, right, right, left. And the left hand is hitting a rim, so. Now I move to the high drum on the fourth beat. And so here's what you have. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two. And we also have what is called pila playing, which means pale, and that means on the side of the timbale, which is a copper shell, you're going to hear this kind of a sound. That's pila playing. Also, in timbale playing, besides keeping the regular beat as a drum set player, he's also going to be playing some rim shots for an effect. In other words, like a drum fill. Now, no other instrument can make that statement. Usually, when a timbale player plays his rim shots, that cuts through any large orchestra or any large jazz ensemble. Now, let's put the drum section together and see what we have. One, two, three, four. We're going to add the conga, and that's the tumbao beat, and the baquito on the timbale. And let's add the rhythm section now. One, two, three, four. Now let's ask him to play those rim shots, which are called abanico, and usually at the end of the four measure phrases. Okay. Let's talk now about another form of rumba. It's called the bolero rumba, or son bolero. And this is usually slower, a little bit more amorous, and it's a little softer. And it's usually done as a background behind perhaps a vocal. And it's slower, and because it's slower, we're not going to try and project with the instruments as much. And here's the difference in sound. We're going to start with the clave as usual and the maracas. In fact, very often, they remain the same all through these Cuban beats. This is, the rumba's a Cuban with its origin in Africa, of course, but it's Iberia and Cuba, basically. And here are the clave and the maracas now on a slower rumba called the bolero. Two, three, four. Now, we'll leave the cowbell out, because that really doesn't sometimes lend itself to something in a legato, quiet fashion. We'll add the güiro. Instead of every beat, he's going to play a dotted quarter and an eighth. The bongo can play perhaps a little busier beat than it did before, instead of straight eighths. Conga. He's hitting on two and four for his basic beats. The rest of the notes are sort of ghosted. In other words, that's another term where you're not really playing them loud. You're just implying them. Now, that's also called the time touch, where the conga player plays on the head but doesn't really make it very loud. And now the timbali player will play very softly on a pila, sides of the timbales. Now, I'd break into song if I had a vocal, but I don't have any vocal, so we'll go on to the next. Okay, thank you. Let's do the cha-cha. Cha-cha is very rhythmic, and it's a dance form, so it has to be rhythmic. I think the big thing about cha-cha that most rhythm section players do not understand is that they get too busy and they play too fast. I think it should be simple. I'm going to start the simplicity with a cowbell on every beat. Two, three, four. Now, we got to add that clave. That gives it, again, that Cuban effect. All right, maracas as usual. You notice they don't change. Güiro. Now, bongos. Same thing as that rumba, but you notice the cowbell made the difference. Now, conga player is going to give a nice heavy four and. And the timbali player is going to continue that basic beat. Now he's playing on a two and a four and on the drums, and then he's playing pila on the side of the timbali. Now, it doesn't have to go cha-cha-cha in the middle, but that's a cha-cha beat. Notice how close it is to the rumba. Okay, let's stop. Let's change it a little bit to a cha-cha that Santana would play. And the Santana has that feeling of, well, they use the vibraslap, for example. Now, the vibraslap is an excuse, really, for the jawbone that's often used, the quijada, it's called. And it's used, the same thing, you strike it with your hand, and, of course, you get the rattling effect. Here's the jawbone. That's right, beautiful vibraslap, yeah. And then we have the afuchi cabasa, which is actually a substitute for the cabasa. That's usually a large gourd with the beads on the outside, and you used to twist that. Well, now they manufacture it so it cuts through much nicer. Let me hear the afuchi cabasa. Okay, we have two different instruments, and we're going to add those to the rest of the thing, and then this is going to be the same kind of a cha-cha, but with a different tone. Different instruments. Here we are. Santana would do it this way. Two, three, four. Let's add some drums to that ingredient. Notice the timbali player is now playing cymbal, a little more jazz effect. A little busier drums for that effect. Okay, That's just a different color, and many composers are looking for those different effects when they're composing. And you can't really label it. Many times it's very difficult to say it's this particular dance form, and it really doesn't matter because they sound great together. We're going to play two more rhythms within these Cuban forms, and it's called the mambo and the rumba, or cha-cha, is the fact that you have busy cowbell. And mambo is like a sophisticated form of Cuban rhythm, but it's jazz-oriented, much heavier into jazz. There's a feeling of two and four and you're using the clave, the maraca, the same way. Let's get that going. One, two, three, four. That's good. Now the cowbell is the difference. Here's the jazz effect. Add a güiro, a shuffle back and forth on each beat. Bongo, same martillo. Here's a conga. Now he's gonna push on two and four mainly. He'll be good heavy pop on two and an open slap on four. All right, now the pile up from the timbale. Okay. Now, if we reverse the clave beat, that would be on a fast mambo. This is called a single mambo, and it's double time. It's a feeling of two, in other words. And this is a completely different feel. Great rhythm for playing jazz chorus, and you can tell when you hear this. Now, it's going to be a reverse clave along with the maraca. Let's start that first. One, two, one, two. Yeah. Now, cowbell. Let me add the timbale player to this now. And the rest of the part. Two. And we can also add cymbal to that mambo.